Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings and welcome to MedQuery Consultants. This is Valerie Jarrett Bass, and we're broadcasting live today from the MedQuery Consultants studio. Now, we have a very special guest on in limited time, so I wanted to introduce our guest, who is multi-talented. Brenda Pierce is registered nurse. She'll be discussing PEMF, which is post-electric magnetic field. This is cutting-edge healthcare technology, FDA approved and tested by NASA, based on energy medicine and biorhythms, Nikola Tesla, and more. Brenda Pierce is known as the empowered nurse. She triages body, mind, and spirit and believes in a holistic approach to wellness, as I do. She is a podcaster, TV show host, and best-selling author, a practicing RN for over 35 years. Brenda has been a student of wellness and has noticed, you know, that despite the advances in medicine, people have increased, illnesses are increasing, and cancer and obesity and chronic inflammation, all of these, as we all know, they're not, the current medicine isn't working. And we're going to be discussing the work about Nikola Tesla and the development a PEMF therapy that really got her attention, which got mine years ago as well. I wanted to go ahead and put Brenda, she's online. I want you to know that you're speaking to somebody that is a very cutting edge, educated person in this field. And we'll see. Brenda, hello, are you there?
Hi, I am.
Hi.
Valerie. Thank you so much. I'm so happy we connected.
Yes, I am too. I just apologize that, we're going to do another interview with you on this wonderful cutting-edge technology and all that you do. But I'd like you to go ahead, Brenda, and just let us know what you want to talk about regarding, not whatever it is that you want to discuss related to the technology and all else. So go ahead. The floor is yours.
Awesome. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, everyone, for listening and taking the time out of your busy day. There's something wrong when we have all these advancements in medicine and yet people are sicker now more than ever before. And I work as a registered nurse, so I see that firsthand and upfront. And I take care of people, seniors and people who are in long-term care, and they're coming to us with greater acuity. You know, years and years ago, nursing homes were people coming that weren't doing well at home anymore, but they were playing shuffleboard, they were going on bus trips, they were doing all kinds of things. But over the course of the last 30 years, what's been going on? There's this proliferation of medications and, the pharmaceutical guides that govern the U.S. and the U.S. medical field and the Canadian medical field, which is where I'm from. Those books have gotten increasingly thicker and thicker and thicker. And yet over the years, we know that there's been a lot of medications with medication side effects, and some of them fatal and some of them, not very desirable, have been taken out, and we hear about all that, like Vioxx, which was an anti-arthritic medication, and the detrimental things that have been happening with Avandia, with diabetics and people that have kidney issues. People were developing congestive heart failure and dying because of Avandia, and that was touted to be like the miracle diabetic drug. Like, oh my gosh, Valerie, what is going on here?
The pharmaceutical companies are criminal, they really are. And we have, are better ways, and technology is one of them. But go ahead, please, let us know about this astounding thing that you know about.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, if I break a leg or if I get hit by a car, please don't put herbs on me and say prayers. Take me to the nearest eMERGE. I want to be taken care of with the latest advancements in emergency medicine. But we're not doing so good when it comes to chronic debilitating illnesses. And, and there's been a lot of research. So I've really, when I had my own challenges, I started to really look. And I wasn't happy with the management I was receiving. In fact, I nearly died from Avandamet. So I know firsthand what a side effect can be. But You know, no one values your own health and well-being as much as you do for yourself. And yet there are more people that are just accepting migraines, arthritis, fibromyalgia, MS, you know,
right.
on and on and on and on. You know, and all the side effects, like for diabetics with neuropathy, and yet we have all
mm-hmm.
these advancements in insulin. Why are people still having circulatory problems and dying with amputations and all these complications? So it got my
attention. You know, Brenda, sometimes I hate to say this, but sometimes I think it has to do with the financial end of it, but that's a whole other thing we can discuss. I mean, what we're introducing here, you know, it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with health and,
exactly.
and getting better. So go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No. And you're right, Valerie. There are a lot of flies in the ointment, and we could talk all day about all those. But I want to be solution-oriented because when I was one of the coordinators of the Breast Show in town, which is an RN, a friend of mine who is a thermography specialist, and she does thermography,
mm-hmm.
clinical thermography as an alternative to mammograms. And
mm-hmm.
It was in her opinion that breast cancer is preventable. And in fact, she came up with a lot of chastisement from the breast cancer community because she made that bold
mm-hmm.
statement. And yet, a few
mm-hmm.
years ago, they actually came out and said about 30% of all breast cancer is preventable. And I think
right.
that it's actually a higher percentage, especially, you know, if we get into knowing our breast health and that sort of thing. So at one of
yes.
the events, we had a speaker. Her name is Allie Oakes, and Allie is actually the president of Swiss Bionics Canada, and she actually was a neighbor of mine about 30 miles away. And it was her own breaking down. She was working in the healthcare field, and she needed a hysterectomy, knee replacements, shoulder
mm-hmm.
Surgery, and all kinds of stuff. And she was just breaking down, and she was in pain, and she was depressed. And it was a friend of hers in Germany that said, "You need PEMF therapy." And she says, "What's that?"
Mm-hmm.
And it was explained
mm-hmm.
to her very briefly, and her friend actually said, "Yeah, send it over." And so they did. And in fact, this company, Swiss Bionics Solutions, actually did not intend to send any equipment over to North America. They were going to keep this all for themselves in Europe. But
yeah.
Allie got a hold of it, and she laid out the mat, and she laid on it. So this mat is filled with Tesla coils that are
mm-hmm.
attached to a biorhythm clock, and it mimics the Earth's resonance, the Schumann resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, lo and behold, after use of it a couple times every day for a committed period of time, she was feeling better. Her mood was better.
Mm-hmm.
Her physicality was
mm-hmm.
better. And she just started
right.
telling her neighbors, who were also farmers, and they started
mm-hmm.
coming over and laying on the dining room table on this.
mm-hmm. yeah.
And they got better.
right. I love
you
it.
Know?
I love it. Mm-hmm. I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, like,
decades.
I know, and, you know, and the amazing thing is she was called the crazy mat lady.
yeah, right, of course. Yeah, crazy like a boss.
Of course.
You know, also, this has been around, and it seems apparently, being in biofeedback, I know that a lot of things that are forefront and really are technologies that heal take about 30 years to trickle down to the masses. I mean, you know, and that's
yeah.
just the way it is. And we are
yeah.
really in a time right now where it's being so many things like that are being uncovered that are technologies that are healing technologies, and especially PEMF. Yeah,
absolutely.
And
I'm a Reiki master too, so I know about the biofields.
Oh, yeah.
I know the power of the Earth's frequencies flowing through my hands to help people to feel better. And I often
right.
say that what I've experienced with PEMF therapy myself over the past 4 years is my skin is much tighter and much more firmer because the collagen has not been eroded away.
Right.
In fact, the PEMF therapy helps it. What it does is with the erratic frequencies all around us, the Wi-Fi world that we live in with
yeah.
technology all around us and the looming 5G infiltration, which is going to really have a detrimental effect on our DNA. So, you know, there,
mm-hmm.
we have to really understand that we may not be able to not live within the world of the technology, but we need to arm ourselves with the technology that's going to help us and using the right
mm-hmm.
frequencies. So thank you, Nikolai Tesla, for all your, you know, your input
he's
and your insights. Because
one
he's mine too. I mean, if you have to have a hero, he is one. He is it. You know, like.
I agree. And what about this 5G? I know we don't have time to get into that, but this kind of overlaps with what you're saying with that, you know, this new 5G that they want to put us into. It's going to be doubly more, much more harmful than what already exists.
Well, yes, because the 5G, okay, so right now we know that wherever there are those wind turbines and high and the internet towers, that in there's a radius around there that people are affected with increased migraines, increased sleep disturbances, decreased sexual function, increased cancer rates, and on and on and on. So there's no mystery.
Yep.
It's solid fact. This has been proven. So what's happened is now with the 5G networks, that's going to make it so it's seamless. So somebody in the middle of Saudi Arabia will be in the desert, will be able to access just as quickly as anything and communicate with somebody just as we can. And it's going to accelerate communications. And there are some benefits to that. But what it is pretty much every street lamp, lantern, or every other one is going to have a 5G antenna. And what that means
that's
is that
horrific.
The 5G actually doesn't carry as well, but has, because the impact of it is going to be so much more intensely, we're going to be in this soup, primordial soup of 5G. What it has been proven to do is it's terahertz of energy, which is going to be able to tear apart DNA.
God,
and this is what people have to understand. It's been scientifically proven. There are over 300 world scientists who have signed a petition and are pressuring governments all around the world to really, really step back and examine this.
Right.
The other piece to this is there is a depopulation Agenda 20, what was it, Agenda 21 from the UN?
Yeah, I know. People aren't aware of these things, but yes, it's absolutely true, and they're doing it.
Yeah.
All kinds of things,
so when
anyway.
You look at our North American world with the glyphosate in the GMO crops and the increase in digestive issues and allergies, and why now is there such an enhanced increase in celiac disease? There is so much afoot right now that is so disruptive. We need to pull our power back, and shows like this are helping to spread the word. You know, and I'm happy that we were able to talk. So what's the EMF therapy, just so people understand why I'm so passionate about it, is because when we are Wi-Fi'd, and there are various sources within our home, our mobile phones and our cordless phones, microwaves and computers and all this stuff, what it does is it disrupts the natural human cell function and regeneration. Mm-hmm. And what PEMF therapy does is it calms the cells down so they can get back in sync with each other and regenerate in a healthy manner. And just 8 minutes twice a day on one of these systems can do you a world of good, can reverse a lot of the damages. Now, people will say, well, there's earthing. Now, earthing is where it plugs into the ground in your plugs, and it basically does create a grounding. But what this does is with the magnetic, the coils are dynamically attuned to the Earth's resonance, the Schumann resonance, which is 0.5 to 30 hertz.
Brenda, dear, we only, unfortunately, have 1 minute and 6 seconds left, and I want them to know how to get in touch with you. So 60 seconds, but go ahead, complete your sentence.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So there's more. Continued. Go to facebook.com/groups/ PEMF consultant, and I have reams of information on the 5G issues, petitions to sign, and more about why pulsed electromagnetic field therapy is important. It is like the sixth appliance you need to have in your house. It should be in every home, and everybody should be using it. Animals, plants, pets, people.
We're going to do a series on this because this is very in-depth. Do you want to leave an email or a phone number or anything within the next 20 seconds, or just send them to the Facebook? Okay.
Yeah, send them to Facebook, but 519-842-2799. That's my personal home. It's my hotline, my PEMF hotline, so call.
You're terrific. You're doing such phenomenal work, and we love you, and we're going to have you back on very soon. Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it, and we're going to have you back soon. Okay, and thank you, Brenda. God bless.
Thank you, Valerie. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. See you soon on the radio.